What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk some NFL with one of our favorites, Brian Baldinger at BaldyNFL on Twitter, NFL Network, Fox Sports, Compass Media. The guy is everywhere. And Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Baldy, good morning to you. We love talking NFL with you. We were just doing a segment about teams with the most pressure in the NFL this weekend. Who is the number one team with the most pressure for you this week?
Well, I mean, you got to look at, you know, the Baltimore Ravens right now are 0-2. And could they be looking at 0-3? I mean, I think that's a team that, you know, was number one seed last year, you know, in the AFC. I mean, I think there's some pressure on Baltimore right now to come through. They've lost two close games in a row, but I would say Baltimore is at the very top of the list. And certainly, you know, the way the Cowboys played last week, they're always in the spotlight. And for them to be wiped up the way they did at home against New Orleans, I would say those two teams certainly is shining a pretty big, bright light on those two teams.
Baldy, not a game I think is at the top of everybody's list, but one interesting nonetheless is Chicago at the Colts. We talked about the Colts maybe dropping to 0-3 and not having a good showing last weekend against the Packers. Were you surprised or are you surprised by the offensive line play of the Bears? It feels like they're going to get Caleb hurt at this point.
Yeah, that was pathetic last week. I just the offense doesn't make a lot of sense to me. They couldn't run the ball at all against Houston. We know Houston's a good defense. But, I mean, that was a very winnable game. It was 16-10 for almost the entire second half. They just needed a touchdown. They couldn't put a drive together, and they couldn't protect Caleb. I mean, he actually started off really good last week. He completed his first five passes. But they get to third downs. Like, I don't understand the offense. I mean, everything is a deep route. Third and three, they're going deep. I mean, there doesn't look like there's a short throw for Caleb to make for a first down when you've got Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson and some of these beasts coming after him. He took some real shots last week that not many quarterbacks can survive over the course of a season.
You mentioned that New Orleans-Dallas game, Baldy. I'm having a really hard time getting a read on New Orleans. They look awesome, man. They're like offensive numbers are down across the league, and here the Saints are just torching everybody for 40. It's a team that surprises us every year in the NFL. What did you expect of the Saints coming into the year, and is this – they got the Eagles this weekend at home. Is this a Saints team that's for real in your mind?
They're for real, and really coaching matters. And Clint Kubiak is – you know, he's – from the Shanahan tree, his father, you know, Gary Kubiak, played for Mike Shanahan, was a head coach, like an excellent coordinator. And Clint's got that magic touch. And you go and you fix the offensive line by drafting Taliese Fuaga. Kamara's healthy. They've got a deep threat in Rashid Shaheed. Offensively, they're very talented, and they're going to be tough to stop. And Derek Carr is the highest-rated quarterback in the league. And Philadelphia is limping in with a defense that has really struggled in 2 weeks. But defensively, like drafting Kool-Aid McKinstry along with Elante Taylor and Paulson Adebo, and you look at what Tyrann Mathieu is doing. I mean, that is a complete team. It's 2 weeks. It's a short sample size. But I feel like that's going to be a tough team to beat this year.
Baldy, should we eliminate the too high safety in football? I'm not getting enough touchdowns in my life. What have you made of the commentary and the complaining? It seems we do this every 5 years. The offense has an advantage. Oh, man, bring back tackling and physicality and defense. And the defense changes, and it's like, oh, I'm not getting enough touchdowns. What do you make of just the narrative of the NFL this year? Early, it's a couple weeks in, but that the offense has disappeared and defenses are having too much of an advantage. Let's take away high safeties.
Yeah, okay. Right. let's just put flags on everybody. Let's play flag football, you know. Let's keep it really safe. Look, I mean, the best way to get anybody out of too high safety is to run the ball down somebody's throat. Those safeties aren't sitting back there if you're running the football. You always, you know, you start off in too high shell to stop the pass. And so the best way to get them out of it is you run them out of it. And then they all of a sudden they start dropping that extra man down there to stop the run. So you want teams to get out of the too high safety, run the ball the way, you know, Houston can, the way the New Orleans Saints have, the way the Green Bay Packers did last week. They'll get you out of too high safety real quick.
Yeah, no doubt. They'll be drawn up to the line of scrimmage. Brian Baldinger is our guest. At Baldy NFL on Twitter, NFL Network, Fox Sports, Compass Media. The guy's everywhere, and we love talking NFL with him. You've been around this league a long time, Baldy. Where do the current iteration of the Carolina Panthers rank in terms of worst organizations?
Well, I hate to see this because the guy that was running the organization in Detroit in 2008 was my good friend Matt Millen, but they were 0-16, and they, you know, they had. I mean, it was just bad. It was really awful that year, and I feel like the Carolina Panthers. I mean, they look. I played on a 1-15 team. I know what bad organizations look like and bad teams look like. And, you know, if I was Andy Dalton, I mean, I don't know that I'd be real excited about going out there and playing against Max Crosby this weekend. I mean, you know, Max was dominant last week against the Ravens. This is the type of game a guy like Max Crosby is saying, I'm going to go get my numbers. I'm going to get my sacks. I've got 3 sacks. Maybe I'll go get 3 this weekend against this franchise right now. And you can't overlook anybody, but I feel like the Raiders are going to go, you know, put up a big number on Carolina. It's looking bad on both sides of the ball for them. Their best defensive player got hurt in the first week of the season. You know, Derrick Brown got a $100 million contract this week. He's out for the season or this season. You know, it's one of those kind of seasons right now, I think.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a battle of undefeateds. It hasn't been the prettiest, but 2-0 Chargers at 2-0 Steelers. And I know Herbert has the high ankle sprain. He was limited in practice. They say so far that he might give it a go, so we'll have to wait and see on that one. This just reeks of like 9-6 type of battle. What's your read on Chargers Steelers? Is this going to be a slightly better game than we expect?
No, it's going to be a great game. I mean, because the way that Jim Harbaugh, you know, builds a team, it's they're playing right in his, you know, the way that he builds every franchise, you know, with toughness in the run game. I mean, J.K. Dobbins is averaging 9.9 yards a carry. Why would you throw it if you're getting a first down every time he carries it right now? So, but this, look, whether Justin Herbert's healthy, not healthy, it's going to be a great game. Pittsburgh, both teams are basically telling their quarterbacks, don't turn it over. Turn it over to our defense. Let us run the football. I think this is going to be a great matchup. I mean, it might look like one of those games that we used to watch in black and white TV with rabbit ears and you had to go adjust it. It's going to look like something out of the early 60s. I think it's going to be a fantastic game to watch just because of just how tough both teams are right now.
Yeah, the quotes from Harbaugh backed that up this week, the way he reveres Pittsburgh. That'll be a nice throwback game. You know, on that, you mentioned Andy Dalton getting the start this week, and I did want to ask you just about young quarterbacks in the NFL. So we've seen some rookies really, basically all of them who played really struggle. Jaden Daniels mostly running. Bo Nix has had a rough start. Caleb Williams, who we mentioned a few questions ago. We see Bryce Young get benched. Where are you at on the idea of playing these guys early? There's no right or wrong answer here, and every situation is going to be different. But I'm just curious, how do you think that conversation is evolving, and where do you find yourself on that landscape?
Well, I mean, every situation is different. I mean, Troy Aikman was 1-15 his rookie year, and, you know, and then he's a Hall of Fame player. I mean, some guys are built tough, and it toughens them up. And then some guys, you know, I mean, David Carr got sacked 73 times his rookie year. I think it hurt him the rest of his career. Everybody's a little bit different. But, you know, Jaden Daniels is playing. I mean, he's completing 75% of his passes. He just hasn't thrown a touchdown pass yet. But he's playing really well. Bo Nix, and, you know, is really struggling. Caleb has shown signs. I think they need to be better around him. They got to run the ball better. So does Denver. Both those teams got to start running the football because it's just not fair to drop your quarterback back and expect, you know, rookies to win. And there's not a great deal of talent around Bo Nix in Denver, but both teams have had chances to win games. I mean, Denver's been close to Seattle, had a chance. So I feel like both those guys are going to be successful quarterbacks in this league. It just hadn't started off great yet.
Yeah. Baldy, you're not really a hot take guy. I loved your dismissal of the too high safety thing that circulated yesterday in the media. But I am curious your thoughts when you watch these games, you watch the film. I don't personally believe this has been a good sample size for Sean Payton in Denver. You mentioned not having certain things. We thought last year he'd fix Russ. That didn't go well. Bo is a rookie, and they certainly are dealing with some stuff. What is your read on Sean Payton right now as one of the top play callers or thought of or talked about as one of the top play callers in the NFL?
Well, I'm not going to change my opinion of what Sean is. I mean, Drew Brees was a benched quarterback with the Chargers when he took him in New Orleans, and they were coming off Katrina. And he turned that franchise around. And they struggled for a few years. They were 7-9 for a few years. Then they had a great draft. Well, they haven't had a chance to really have a great draft. And they're paying Russell Wilson $30-something million to go away to Pittsburgh. So, I mean, he needs talent. He needs players. They're a little short-changed right now. Their right tackle is out. They don't have a lot of depth. And so I just think you got to be patient with Sean. I believe he's still a great play caller and great designer. And you talk to anybody that's had to play against him, and they'll tell you the same thing for 15 years in New Orleans. So I feel like you just have to be patient with Sean right here.
The team in our neighborhood going off to a really good start, 2-0, got an overtime win over New England last week. Now they get Miami at home this weekend in Seattle, and Skylar Thompson or Tyler Huntley, I don't know who the guy's going to be for Miami. What have you made of Seattle early in the season, and where do they fit into that kind of NFC landscape for you?
I mean, I love what Mike McDonald's doing. I mean, the quarterback rating against this defense through 2 weeks is a 61. It's about as low as there is in the league. Teams are completing 4 yards an attempt. Like, they're not giving up big plays right now. And so then you look at what Geno's doing last week without K-9. You got Charbonnet, but like, Geno has been outstanding. And so he's completing almost 75% of his passes. So I think Mike McDonald's doing a fantastic job right now. You look at what Big Cat Williams is doing and Boye Mafet. Like, these guys are getting after the quarterback. They still got to do a little bit better job against the run, but, you know, they have been excellent on third downs. They have not been giving up big plays. If you break down in coverage like the Patriots did last week, Geno's going to hit DK for a walk-in touchdown like he did. I mean, they're putting this team together pretty quickly right now. And look, Miami is limping in there. I can see, Seattle getting off to a 3-0 start and being right in the hunt in the AFC West this year.
And San Francisco, L.A. are a mass unit versus a mass unit. If the Niners are to fall to 1-2, the Lions could fall to 1-2.
Seattle could go undefeated. We could have Tampa extend their undefeated season so far with a nice win out Detroit. They could beat Denver this weekend. We mentioned New Orleans. How are you gauging the NFC? It's early, but how are you gauging what the NFC is right now?
Well, I mean, look, Tampa's for real. I mean, I said it all through the offseason. Like, that is, you watch what they did to Jared Goff in Detroit. He threw 18 incompletions against that defense. And they were playing without their all-pro safety, Antoine Winfield Jr. I mean, but you watch their, you know, their corners, Jamel Dean, Zion McCullough. Like, those guys are 6'3". Like, they know how to defend the pass. They've got some tremendous talent. And then they fixed their offensive line when they drafted Graham Barton. Baker's playing lights out, good football. Last week, Chris Godwin, you know, wore the hat. The week before, it was Mike Evans. They're getting contributions from the rookies. They're a very, very good football team. And they're going to be there all the way to the end. But look, it's you know, you look at what Arizona did last week. That was an impressive performance last week against a broken-down Rams team, but they put them away. They didn't let them, like, get a sniff. And San Francisco's going to be fine. They're going through the injury bug right now, but they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, looking at the long-term picture. He is Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show, Podcast Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, Mayo Game Day. Be delicious. At Baldy NFL on Twitter, go give him a follow. Baldy, we always love chatting NFL with you, man. Thanks for the time, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
You bet, guys. Anytime. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Appreciate you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.